This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Monica Ricks. It is still unclear what led a shooter to target the University of Nevada, Las Vegas today, injuring at least three people. But Adam Garcia with University Police Services says the threat is over.
We received a call of an active shooter event at 11:45 this morning. Officers immediately responded, engaged the suspect. The suspect at this point is deceased.
The shooting happened near the student union where people scrambled for safety.
It was definitely terrifying. I didn't know what to do. I was like, oh, well, I can't get out of the restroom. If I stay here, they could come in. I was like, oh, I just didn't know what to do.
Colleges and universities statewide are now closed. Prosecutors are considering possible hate crimes charges for a shooter accused of killing six people and injuring three others, including police officers, in Austin and San Antonio, Texas. CBS's Janet Shamlian.
The two police officers, one with the school district and the cyclist, are expected to be okay, but there are four cases now here in Austin, two in San Antonio. They all believe are connected, but authorities have not told us how they are linking these all together at this time.
Congress could vote soon on emergency aid for Ukraine. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says congressional Republicans must be willing to compromise on border security issues as a condition of approving aid to Ukraine. The stakes, he says, are just too high.
American boots would very much have to be involved if Mr. Putin is let to have this strategic victory in Ukraine and then perhaps goes after one of our NATO allies.
The GOP's fourth presidential primary debate starts in a few hours in Alabama, where just four candidates will take the stage without frontrunner Donald Trump. CBS's Robert Costas in Tuscaloosa.
Tonight, I'll be closely watching how Trump's rivals respond to his comments about not wanting to be a dictator except on day one. Will they shrug it off or grapple with it? I'll also be watching Haley and how she handles this moment. If she wants to consolidate that non-Trump vote, tonight could be crucial.
The Jeffersons creator Norman Lear has died at 101.
There's no reason why we have to look down on people.
Kevin Frazier's with Entertainment Tonight.
Norman Lear really was a change maker. Sure, he wrote television and he made great movies, but he also changed the way we thought. And that was an important thing. It's me.
And she is absolutely everywhere, which is why Time Magazine has picked Taylor Swift as its Person of the Year. Taylor's tour and concert movie have been huge, and she re-released two albums this year. She also started dating that guy on the Chiefs. This is CBS News.
The holiday season is right around the corner. Give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a Steel. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he's pleased with a Dane County judge's ruling essentially restoring abortion rights in Wisconsin.
The 1849 law does not prohibit abortions in Wisconsin. And so we have now gone a long way to restoring access to safe and legal abortion in Wisconsin.
Judge Diane Schlipping says Wisconsin's law enacted in 1849 bans infanticide, not abortion. The ruling is expected to be appealed. People younger than 18 seeking gender-affirming care in Wisconsin will keep getting it. Governor Evers vetoed on Wednesday a ban passed by the legislature this fall. Most major medical associations say gender-affirming care is evidence-based and saves lives. Evers says he'll veto any bill he considers anti-LGBTQ. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Badgers volleyball ready for the Sweet 16. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team resumes the NCAA tournament tomorrow. The Badgers ranked number 2 overall against number 5th ranked Penn State as the regionals in Madison continue at the Fieldhouse. Game time 6 o'clock. College hoops. The Badgers go on the road last night. They beat Michigan State 70-57. After the game, Spartans head coach Tom Izzo says he'll take the blame for this one.
We are not tough enough right now, and That's all me. I'm going to get it fixed. So blame me, not the players.
NBA, the Bucks headed to Vegas for the next round of the in-season tournament. Milwaukee will play the Pacers in an early one, 4 p.m. Central Time. Last night, the Bucks dusted the Knicks, 146-122. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, after the game, Giannis was the first one to talk about, you know, our mindset going into Vegas. The first, you got to win against a very good Indiana team.
That's Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 28 tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 46. Tomorrow night, lows around 33. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Maxing. Are you surprised to learn there's an international business on Main Street in Nakusa? Jacoby Custom Cues calls billiards one of the most popular recreational activities. It should know more than 3,000 cues are produced there every year. Jacoby started with 2 employees in 83 and now has more than 24. For locally grown radio WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe, and I am the show is called Nightlight. I am sitting in the brightest studio I've ever seen. That's the irony. Welcome to Nightlight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We got a lot of show tonight. Not a lot of topics, but we're going to do some deep dives into a few things. We got some really interesting news that hit today. And when I say news, I'm kind of using air quotes. And we're going to talk about the new person of the year. It's a she. You probably guessed it. I'm not going to spoil it. No spoilers. We'll get there. We're going to talk about Norman Lear. He passed away today. He lived to be, I think, 101. Just an absolute legend. He passed away today. Created many shows over his whole life. Still had like 20 or 30 shows in production at 101 when he died. That's incredible. So we'll talk about Norman Lear, and it's Stephen Wright's birthday today. The stand-up comedian Stephen Wright, a Boston-based stand-up comic, king of the one-liners and an influence on Mitch Hedberg, who is also a very funny comedian who is no longer with us, but we'll hear some Stephen Wright tonight too. We have to offset the sadness of Norman Lear's passing with some humor, I think, and we'll do just that with the assistance of Stephen Wright, and we'll get into that too. I've got some great guests tonight. Greg Gliena is going to join us. He is the creator of the franchise Meet the Parents. He created the whole thing. He shot an independent film in Chicago for like less than $50,000. It was hilarious and dark, very funny, and Universal Studios saw it. I'm going to let him tell the whole story, but there is a disclaimer. He is my sometime writing partner, so I know Greg well, but I had nothing to do with Meet the Parents, and he had everything to do with it. He's going to tell us that whole story tonight about how it happened, and there was some drama surrounding it. He's a great guest. He's also promoting a new movie. He'll be here at 8:30 tonight, just after 8:30. Rob Thomas is going to join us second night in a row because of the Norman Lear passing. We have to talk to an actual entertainment reporter, and Rob's going to weigh in on Norman Lear's death at a little after 9 o'clock in the 9 o'clock hour. And then I'm very excited to also mention we are going to speak with Todd Alba, who has his own show here on Civic Media from 12 to 2 every day, the Todd Alba Show. Todd is a brilliant guy, and did an interview today with a former studio executive at CBS who spoke about Norman Lear. So I want to get Todd's thoughts on this too. He's just a really well-read guy, and he was a Norman Lear fan, and he's a fellow Civic Media radio host. He goes back here much farther than I do. So we'll talk to Todd just after 9:30. It's going to be a really fun show, some great interviews, some great guests, some good chat. Make yourself an old-fashioned, put on your smoking jacket, gather the family around the radio, whatever you have to do, sit back and let us. You've had a long day, right? I mean, what do we do all day? We talk politics. We look like we're busy at work. You know, we try to avoid certain people. We run errands and we get stuck in traffic. This show is meant to quell all of that, if I can use the word quell. And that's what we hope to do tonight. We'll have a little fun. We'll have hopefully a few laughs, too. The producer of tonight's show is Conrad Krieger. Conrad, great to have you back in the chair. Thanks for showing up again.
Of course.
This must be an education. I always wonder, because I have kids a little younger than Conrad, like what they know about Norman Lear and what they know about Stephen Wright and people like that. So you'll probably learn a lot tonight, Conrad. That's exciting, I think. First out of the gate, I have to say, and I'm not surprised, Taylor Swift has been voted by Time Magazine the Person of the Year. Tonight's question, and we've been doing this, we run it all through the show, and we hope to get your texts and your calls because we want you to weigh in. Who should be, tonight's question is, who would you have voted, who would you have picked for the Person of the Year, if not Taylor Swift? Many of you might say Taylor Swift. And that's fine. But I want to know, if not Taylor Swift, who would you choose? And you can call or text. We can discuss it via what I like to call telephone, or you can text. It's 920-264-0606. That's 920-264-0606. Who is your Person of the Year? And I have to say, I mean, come on. It's probably Lambeau Field that did it. She shows up at Lambeau Field, wins the award 2 or 3 days later. Coincidence? Nope. I think the Person of the Year should always go through Lambeau Field, and Taylor Swift did just that. So here were some, I thought this was interesting. Here were some runners up though. Taylor Swift got 43% of the vote. Barbie got 19% of the vote. That's right. A fictional character came in second. That's what a shortage we have in this country, in this world of interesting people, when a fictional cartoonish character who is a good role model in the movie, she comes in second with 19% of the vote. So not even the director, Greta Gerwig, was nominated. She created the whole Barbie movie, not Barbie, but she made the movie, wrote the movie, directed the movie. She didn't get nominated, but a fictional character, a character in a movie, it's like nominating Sam Malone for Person of the Year. Or Fonzie, or Kim Kardashian. I don't know. So she is, and Greta Gerwig is the first female director to direct a billion-dollar film. And as happy as I am for Barbie's nomination, I'm sure fictional Barbie is happy. Greta Gerwig did not get nominated. I would have voted for her. Trump prosecutors came in third with 15% of the vote. That's, you know, tip money. King Charles III came in fourth place. Not sure why. They didn't give many reasons. Hollywood strikers, the writers and actors strike, apparently got quite a few fans. They came in with 6%. Actually, you know what? They probably got much more than that, more of a percentage of that. But AI probably rigged it, if you ask me. But Hollywood strikers came in with 6% of the vote. And they're going back to work soon, which is good. Some of them already are. These lists are just so weird. It's like, so far, other than King Charles, there are really no, for Person of the Year, there are really no persons. It's like prosecutors, writer. It's like groups of people. That seems like a different award. That's like best gang or best group or whatever, conglomeration. Sam Altman, the ChatGPT creator, he came in with 3%. And ChatGPT is the most rapidly adopted tech product ever. And you wonder why writers feel threatened. I know a lot of people use ChatGPT. It's crazy. But he was the CEO that was overthrown, pulled a Steve Jobs, and got his company back. Good for Sam. Vladimir Putin got 3% of the vote. I was surprised by that. I mean, sometimes these people are infamous. They're not just famous people. But at least he's an actual person. And I'm not going to say anything bad about the Russian president because I know he's a big fan of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, probably listening right now. Thank you, Conrad. even though, honestly, I'm just going to put this out there. I think I could take him. me and Putin throwing down, throwing some hands, I think I could take him. I got him. I'm younger, and I'm probably a little more spry. I know he can probably got all that special forces stuff in his background, but I don't know. Maybe it's failing him now. Maybe if I punch first, like Al Pacino in Sea of Love, if I hit first and fast, I can take Putin down. I don't know. I'm not extending a challenge unless it helps ratings. We could do like a celebrity boxing match with really big buffy gloves. Maybe I would do that. And then Fed Chairman Jerome Powell got 1% of the vote. That's almost like, come on, really? You'd almost rather not be mentioned. He got 1%. It's kind of pathetic. You could tell him I said so. He got 1% of the vote. That's 1% more than Conrad. So that's a good thing you could take home with you, Conrad. He would have done better. You know what? Okay, here's what we should do. Jerome Powell, if he dated a Kelsey, maybe he would have been up closer to the top. Maybe the brother. Maybe there could be sparks flying between the Travis, the Kelsey brother, whose name escapes me.
Travis or Jason.
Jason, that's it. Jason Kelsey, the center, who's a fine player and a handsome man. Maybe he and Chairman Powell, you know, maybe the mom, the Kelsey mom. You never see the Kelsey dad. Maybe Powell could date the Kelsey mom and lift his Q rating a little bit. That could help. And maybe next year, Powell will get more than 1% of the vote. I don't mean to belittle him. I didn't get any either. So, but he's 2% behind Putin. He is 18% behind Barbie. And 42% behind Taylor Swift. So I have to say, Taylor Swift, I can live with that. I don't know any of her songs. She seems like a nice person. Her fans are very loyal. And from what I understand, she takes really good care of her crew and the people that are her handlers. She really pays them and pays them well. So that says a lot about a person. And I guess I got no problem with that. Now, I could listen to a song of hers tomorrow and hate it and say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe they voted Taylor Swift. But I'm okay with that. Better her than Barbie or the Trump prosecutors or King Charles or anybody else on the list. We have a text here. Someone said, okay, I know we're going to get Joe Biden and Donald Trump texts. I'm not even going to read those for Person of the Year because it's always the president is always like the favorite. So let's say we have Giannis. He's a person of the year, at least here in Wisconsin. People love Giannis. And, you know, I want to hear what the rest of you say. Feel free to call or text in. The number is 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. I don't think I have radio cadence, Conrad. I got to, hey, that 2620. I got to learn how to do that better. But like I said, we're going to have... Greg Liena is going to join us soon. When we come back, if you have not heard the comedian Stephen Wright, we have some of his jokes queued up. They're one-liners. They're very short. This guy is a comedic genius. He turned 74 today, and that's why we're kind of talking about him a little bit, and we're going to talk about Norman Lear, and we're going to do all of this with filmmaker Greg Liena. He's going to talk to us about Norman Lear and about Meet the Parents, the franchise he created. And he will be along shortly. We will be right back with the comedy of Stephen Wright here on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a pickle-ectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabe, the host of Nightlight, conveniently. So, lots of fun stuff on the show tonight. Greg Liana is going to join us. He's a filmmaker who created Meet the Parents, and he is promoting a new movie as well called The Road Dog. He'll be along in just a little bit. And then Rob Thomas from the Capital Times in Madison is going to join us to talk about Norman Lear. And after Rob, Todd Alba is going to join us from the Todd Alba Show. And he's going to talk to us about Norman Lear. He did a really cool interview today on his show, which airs from 12 to 2 right here on Civic Media, the Civic Media Radio Network. And we'll play a little bit of that interview, and then we'll talk to Todd about Norman Lear, too. For those of you who don't know, Norman Lear lived 100 years, and he created All in the Family, Maude, Sanford and Son, The Jeffersons. My personal favorite growing up was Good Times. I loved Jimmy Walker as a kid. It was set in Chicago. I lived in Chicago as a young kid. I just, I knew who Norman Lear was at a pretty young age. I didn't understand the ramification or the importance of him and what he was creating with his writing ability and his genius. The guy was, he, like so many people, he was an aspiring writer, went to World War II, and then moved out to LA after. And the great thing about Norman Lear is not the great thing, but what I think gives a lot of people hope if things aren't going your way in the creative fields, there's hope because Norman Lear didn't really achieve success until he was about 50 or pushing 50 years old. And that's when all of his shows took off. And the guy had, even when he died, he had like 20 or 30 projects in development right now. What happens to those? I'm not necessarily sure, but the guy is a true American legend. So we're going to talk about him primarily in the second hour. And then Stephen Wright turned 74 today. I have a comedy background. I did stand-up comedy for years, toured in the 90s and early 2000s, had the opportunity to be on TV quite a bit. It was really fun. And then I kind of segued to writing, but my heart is in stand-up comedy. And my best friends probably to this day are still stand-up comics. Most of them don't live where I live in Northeast Wisconsin, but thank God for Facebook. But anyway, Stephen Wright, I had the opportunity to meet him at the Improv in LA years and years ago. And it's one of those things, I don't get nervous when I meet people. I met a lot of people in my life, but he was one of the people that, and not just because he's like, he wasn't a legend then, he was just a great comic. But because of his style, and you'll hear it in just a second, I kind of didn't know what to say to him. I kind of froze up and I was like, hey, I really like your comedy. I think I said something that lame. And he's like, oh, thank you. Like, he gets it. He's been there, and he was just very nice about it. But Conrad, let's play a little bit of the comedy stylings of Stephen Wright. Let's hear it.
About 4 years ago, it was yesterday. I couldn't sleep, so I got up. Then I got hungry, so I went down to the store that I know is open 24 hours. When I got down there was a guy outside locking it up. He said, sorry, we're closed. I said, what do you mean you're closed? The sign says open 24 hours. He said, not in a row.
Let's hear another clip, Conrad.
I remember when I was a fetus, I used to sneak out at night when my mother was sleeping. I thought to myself, you know, now's the time I should start stealing some stuff since I don't have any fingerprints.
That's Stephen Wright. Very deadpan, very just kind of almost comes across as like lethargic. My favorite joke of his. And if you have a Stephen Wright joke that you love, you could text that to us as well. It's 920-264-0606. You can also text in who you think should have been voted Person of the Year instead of Taylor Swift. But if you have a favorite Stephen Wright line, you are welcome to text that in too. My favorite, my personal favorite joke of Stephen Wright's is, I'd kill for a Nobel Peace Prize. And then here's another one. If you don't, if at first you don't succeed, then skydiving definitely isn't for you. Conrad, let's hear some more.
I woke up this morning, my girlfriend asked me if I slept good. I said, no, I made a few mistakes. A lot of people are afraid of heights, not me. I'm afraid of widths. The police stopped me for speeding. They said, don't you know the speed limit is 55 miles an hour? I said, yeah, I know, but I wasn't going to be out that long.
Genius. Was that the end of the clip?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do we have more?
Yes.
Okay. So Stephen Wright was ranked the 15th greatest comedian by Rolling Stone in 2017. They put out a list of the 50 greatest stand-up comics, and he was 15th. That's not too shabby. That's much better than Powell, Fed Chairman Powell's 1% in the person of the year. That's much more impressive. And he did a great, a really funny short film. If you can find it on YouTube, The Appointments of Dennis Jennings. It's really funny. I highly recommend it. It won Emmy Awards, or it was at least nominated, I think. I'm not sure. But he's just a phenomenal comedian. And when you have his delivery, all of his jokes, they're like 10 seconds long or 30 seconds long. A typical headliner in a comedy club does a 45-minute set. Stephen Wright, to headline a comedy club when he was starting out, that he had to have like 150 or 200 jokes just to headline a club.